The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus made his disciples get into the boat and go on ahead to the other side while he would send the crowds away. After sending the crowds away, he went up into the hills by himself to pray. When evening came, he was there alone while the boat, by now far out on the lake, was battling with a heavy sea, for there was a headwind. In the fourth watch of the night, he went towards them, walking on the lake. And when the disciples saw him walking on the lake, they were terrified. "'Tis a ghost," they said, and cried out in fear. But at once Jesus called out to them, saying, "Courage, it is I, do not be afraid." It was Peter who answered, "Lord," he said, "if it is you, tell me to come to you across the water." "Come," said Jesus. Then Peter got out of the boat and started walking towards Jesus across the water. But as soon as he felt the force of the wind, he took fright and began to sink. "Lord, save me," he cried. Jesus put out his hand at once and held him. "Man of little faith," he said, "why did you doubt?" As they got into the boat, the wind dropped. The men in the boat bowed down before him, said, "Truly, you are the Son of God." The Gospel of the Lord. Fear is one of the great blockages of life. Fear is our enemy. All of us, from time to time, can be paralyzed by a fear that can be irrational or irrational. Often we've all got an irrational fear, and we know it's irrational, doesn't nevertheless remove the fear. But sometimes it's very real, of course, and it's very rational. And that hampers both spiritual and human growth. It's one of the clouds that can block off the sunlight of God's love from a person. And we sometimes use the German word Angst for this sort of fear. Angst that affects not only individuals, but whole communities or even nations. The angst of the people in Gaza and, of course, Israel. Christians and other authorities and other minorities, in Iraq. In Syria. I tried to imagine what it must be like if you were trying to go to Mass today anywhere in Iraq, but particularly where they've just been hounded out of their homes. One of the towns, and Mosul too, that have been Christian not long after Christ. Or in Russia or Ukraine. And of course, fear is also a murderer. Think of the fear that 100 years ago that led to the slaughter of millions, or of the so many tribal ethnic cleansings, both in Africa, elsewhere, in more recent times, and what rages today. Well, it was fear that found Elijah in that first reading, in his encounter with God on Mount Horeb, which is another name for the Mount Sinai. Sinai, the mountain of God, where the Lord had spoken with Moses through the burning bush and later gave him the Ten Commandments. Here we find Elijah in great fear, discouraged, almost beyond depression, despairing, "Lord, I want to die. The land is evil, the king is evil, the prophets are dead, the queen's even worse. She's threatened his life." Just as he was nourished and fed through the times of famine, so he's protected. And Elijah elicits from God the fact that he's got to go and meet him. But what he can't cope with are some of the high drama that often accompanied the Lord. So, the power of God in the heavy winds, or in the earthquake, or in the fire. All basic elements. And the Lord often showed himself on the mount in those forms. But no, this time it's that still, calming, peaceful voice, placid voice. In a way, he was looking for nothing at all because everything had collapsed. And what he finds is it's God looking for him. Come out, he says. Come to see me. And he finds there, as I say, this still, calming, peaceful voice. One of the hymns I've always loved, Street Sacrament. Ark from the ocean's roar, there in thine ear all trustfully we tell our tale of misery, how we can come to the Lord. And that's what he's always inviting us. It's always here. Come to the Lord, whatever is going on. But that links with Peter. In the gospel reading, we find Peter in the boat with the disciples battling the rough weather, a bit like today, or like it was last winter. Peter's terrified, not just of the storm around him, but because of what Jesus is up to. If it is Jesus, they thought they were seeing a ghost. If it is you, Lord, tell me. I want, you know, Peter in his usual 2 feet stepping in. And what it says is they all cry out in fear. Now, they were fishermen, they were used to the Lake of Galilee, they were used to all these things happening, but they're full of fear. And then they hear his voice amid the terrible noise of the storm. Courage, it is I, do not be afraid. Now, most of you are familiar with me, you know, I'm always telling you, and one of the commentators I looked at, I was check up, and he was absolutely, he said, more than 365 times in the scriptures, you hear those words or something similar. Courage, do not be afraid. And as I say, we need to hear it every day. At some point during our day, we probably need to hear, courage, don't be afraid, I'm with you. If it is, Lord, says Peter, let me come. Jesus says, come. Just as Elijah has had enough, and yet the voice calls him out and sends him out. So Peter is bidden to come. Now, in our midst of the journey of faith, the church's journey, our life's journey, we're often challenged and dared not to lose heart. Many do. We all know of people who used to sit by us here in church that's still around, that are still in the town or the villages where they live, but they're no longer here with us. We all know in our own families, we all know neighbours, friends, whoever, that walk away. And Matthew tells his struggling community that he was writing the gospel to, that even if our faith falters and we panic when we look at the surrounding danger or whatever has driven us away, Jesus is still there. And Jesus is still saying, courage, it is I. Do not be afraid. Because he comes to save us. And that's the good news. That's the gospel. Neither Elijah nor Peter had the faith to match their zeal. But God supported them in their dangerous tasks. And that promise is to us too. We don't face the dangers that Christians in those other countries are facing at the moment, but we face different things. But we still need to hear the Lord saying, courage, it is I, do not be afraid. And when we do, that's when we then can find that opportunity to go and announce that to others. That's why, you see, we hear those words now, but at the end of the Mass, we're sent out, go and announce the good news, go and announce the gospel, and it's courage, it is I, the Lord, do not be afraid.